Motion to reopen the regular city council.
Second.
Second, third, fourth.
Motion by Sam, seconded by Russell.
I talked too much, Amy.
Reopen the regular city council meeting. Roll call.
Justin.
Yep.
Kevin.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yes.
And Sam.
Yes.
Okay, then we have to.
Now we just have to do the action on.
On the closed session.
Closed session.
Yep.
So that goes into your council member, which has to be there.
It has to be a motion by a council member, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we proceed with the discussion that has been had concerning an individual circumstances regarding city policies. We have authorized the mayor to move forward with handling that circumstance.
Do you second on that one?
Yes. We also need to make mention to proceed with the real estate.
I guess they can do you separately, or you just.
Yeah.
Where we close it and open, I think we can do both in one.
Oh, so you want that added to it?
Yes.
All right, and then to also move forward with a strategy to discuss the purchase of property.
Negotiations for these.
Yeah.
Yeah, negotiations.
Discussed, yeah.
You're still seconding it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin's made the motion to accept what was discussed in the closed session concerning the personnel policy, the mayor to take action upon that, and also to proceed with looking at purchasing real estate property. And it was seconded by Sam.
I would say not real estate, but real property.
Real property.
Exchange or lease of real property like we're worded here is probably a better term.
Okay. So the motion to proceed with purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. Coming out of closed session. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay, council reports. Justin.
You want to start with me?
Yeah, you're first on the list.
I don't have a lot. I misquoted on the due date for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. I think I read in one of the minutes that in my report, I said May 15th. It's actually May 1st that has to be. And that will be for the restrooms for the park. I think we settled on like $180,000 what we would pursue on that. So I'm going to start pulling things together for that. I don't think it will take much time to put it together. And then just helping Mott with this project he's working on a little bit too. So.
Okay.
There won't be, I don't think there's going to be much as far as planning, engineering and things on either one of those projects. So I just want to make that clear that.
More just getting the grant.
Yeah.
And then we'll go on to the engineering point after we.
Yeah, and if there's even anything needed, from what I understand at the contour, there's nothing that really needs to be engineered down there or right. Anything like that. It's just an expansion of kind of what we've got going. I mean, you might need to get an architect to look to find a set of plans for the restrooms or something, but that should be all inclusive. I'll talk to Mont a little bit about that. And same, you know, whoever we use for that, it might make sense to use the same architect on the one out here. I mean, I've got that set of plans that I got from another project that we worked on that might might work too, so.
Sounds like they'd want shower, so, you know, too.
But I mean, out here.
Yeah.
We can modify that one that we have, maybe. Other than that, it's just a busy, busy time, people getting ready to move forward on things with springtime.
Okay, Kevin?
Jolene at the hardware provided us a quote for the, this'll be just, this bid is for the pots only and does not include flowers, for the welcome sign, library, cemetery, or city hall. Those can be done as a separate bid. But there are 52 pots at $60 a pot at a total cost of $31.20. Do we wanna go ahead and have the hanging pots this year? I think they like having those, they get a lot of, they really add to our, lots of our city, so. I think that's pretty well, and I'll tell you, on the two welcome signs, some thoughts that after talking to different people, and dealing with these, the circumstances of the city signs, my suggestion is, and I've talked to people about this, but the flowers, we put all that work into the flowers and you cannot see them. You can't see them, you don't notice them driving into town. And the only way you really see them is to pull over and climb up there and look at them. And they're a lot of work and a lot of expense. My suggestion would be, and I thought about a couple of maybe evergreen trees or pine trees, but talking to John McKay, he says, the problem with that is, I don't care if they're a dwarf tree or whatever, they're gonna get too big.
The flags and everything else.
He suggested just, they have that variety of grass that grows every year, you don't have to replant it, but you could put one of them on each side of the sign. And I just, the weeds and everything, I'd like to see him just put that paper down so that he has a drip system to the, each of those plants, and then a rock, a relatively large rock that would at least protrude above the wall. So it just creates a I don't know, kind of a mountain desert combined environment. And then the other thing was these little daylilies that, there again, come up every year. You could have a couple of them just to put in a little yellow that would give it a little accent. But that way it could just be on a drip and you put that paper down and then fill it in with rock. It would be visible and it would be very, very low maintenance. And I actually asked John if he had put together a quote so we had an idea. But if you know, rocks are popular right now, and if we had something that was maybe 3 feet wide and kind of oval and rough, he does have a good supply of those. I know he used several of them on my place when he redone my front yard, but if he could do something like that just in the center so we could see the rock that would protrude above the wall, and then those plants on the side, and then the lilies would just bring some color to it, basically, is all. And they come up every year as well.
Do they stay very long, or are they just?
Yes, they do. That, you know, he didn't like the idea of a tree. He said that's going to cause you problems.
Right.
But he says I have a
tree inside.
Use those. Yeah, those grasses, and they would grow up on the outside where they wouldn't cover the wording. Problem, you got anything that's too big, you're going to cover the wording. And he said the problem with flowers, and we dealt with this last year, we had to replant them, they froze. And my golly, we were covering those, we probably covered them 5 days, five different nights to keep them from freezing, and then we still lost them. And that's a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to continue to do the flowers at the library and at the cemetery. And City Hall, we're going to go on this change, and that's a different thing. We got a
maybe come up with some ideas there, but I thought that would take care of the two city signs, and it's not gonna require weekly maintenance, so to speak. Once it's done, it's done, and then in the fall, you cut them grasses down and they come back, and the paper prevents any weeds from coming up.
How deep are those boxes? Do they have a bottom in, or how?
I don't know how deep they go.
They're not real deep. Do they have a bottom, or are they just duck dirt?
No, they have a bottom.
Is it gravel, or?
Yeah, just gravel.
Grain gravel, grain rock?
I can't remember how deep they are. They're not, it don't seem like they were that deep. I'll say maybe two and a half feet of that.
Well, that would support a grass clump, I would assume.
Yeah, 'cause I didn't think about the sprinkler systems, 'cause they broke one year before they started putting it out.
I'm still pushing for water features, you know.
You what?
I'm still pushing for a water feature in each one.
Like a waterfall?
Yeah, rock with some water flowing over it.
The only water in town?
Yeah.
Circulating the water.
Circulating.
Big turtle you can put on the rock.
I don't know, now you're talking a pump, like we had up the splash pad, not.
Just a little pump. I wonder what it'd look like just to put rock in them. Then we could just spray them, and you wouldn't have nothing in them.
Well, I'd like a little enhancement.
I can't remember.
We got the big planter box. I don't know, I just thought.
I think Kevin's got a great idea.
I want something that enhances the sign, but I don't want something that is so vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, and the water was the other thing. The sprinklers didn't actually, I mean, I don't know what damages them, but for whatever reason, they're not spraying exactly. In fact, the more it sprays onto the sign, then that stains the sign.
Well, you get the wind blowing it.
Wind.
I think it was Alger Hatzell that designed and built those, wasn't it?
I don't know.
They wanted to, some kind of develop something like a paper thing that they could, with a contest on to see what you can do with them. Don't have to do it, I guess, but it'd be interesting to see some different ideas from younger kids.
Well, I'd just like to simplify it. Heidi fought with us, and.
I think we ought to go ahead and order the flowers for those two others, though, with you talking the horseshoe. That would be my recommendation, 'cause I know that would help us make sure, but again, I think we wanna hold off till middle May, at least to get them, so we're not covering them all the time.
Yeah. What's that?
The other flowers.
Oh, you mean for the cemetery?
For the cemetery and the library, I think we ought to go ahead and order them also, if you're gonna talk back to the hardware store on those baskets.
And then also, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna contact the ladies that did those two. I know the one lady that done the library wanted the cemetery, but it had already been allocated. So I wanted to talk to the people that was involved last year.
And see if they're willing to do it again.
See if they're interested in doing it again. And then I'd really like to know just what it will cost to have those signs, and I'd just like to put that. It's a nice setup. I like the flags. Those flags are beautiful, and the sign is nice. But to put flowers in it just hasn't been.
Yeah.
Especially when you can't see them.
You can't see them?
You can't see them.
You're paying for something, you're wasting money.
You're wasting your money, and I'd like to peep, you know.
Let's see what it costs us.
Well, we got plenty of rocks around here.
Yeah, we got plenty.
We can find a rock to put in there. There are enough.
Just something simple and something, you know.
Not very ornamental or nothing.
But the other thing is, you look at State Street and the landscaping that's took place around here, it was actually kind of timed to what's already existing.
Yeah, that's true, that's right.
That was the other thing I thought about. It kind of ties it to what's existing.
Yep.
And I'm impressed with how they've done State Street up there and whatnot, so.
Yep.
The other thing, I talked to Nikki, and they're really pulling the rodeo together. I was kind of surprised at how much progress they had made on it. And I did talk to her about the music. We've had the patriarchal music patriotic music after the fireworks all the time, but we've never really advertised it to the community. It's going, and the people that are at the rodeo, half of them probably stand their seats and watch the fireworks from there. They kill the lights and watch the fireworks from there. But I did mention that to her, and she says she's already developing a playlist because we've had problems with some people that was doing the music and whatnot, didn't get the appropriate music. We want traditional patriotic music. And she's putting that playlist together, and they actually already have their announcer, and he's gonna provide the music for the rodeo, but she's gonna give him the music that she wants for the
fireworks,
for the city. And then they've got that, she's in the process. I think Jeannie was gonna get her the information. She had lost the contact information on Hoyt's. She was hoping maybe you could find one of their invoices. They've done it the last 4 or 5 years, I think.
The Hoyt Atkinson, is that right?
Is that the sound?
Sound, yeah. Are they Hoyt Atkinson, is that what it is?
I've heard that before. Yeah. I just caught my attention when I heard the name.
Yeah. So that's well underway.
I don't know why. I haven't figured that out yet.
And I think we've got another meeting next week, because it, I've seen it.
Are those box cars being rented yet?
No.
They're closed.
It'd be nice to have those available for the 4th of July.
And they were supposed to be available 5 years ago.
So, three or four that's been approved.
I hate to bring it up,
and well, it's been approved. Yeah. It just reminded me of that with the rodeo. It'd be nice to have kind of some life with those out there and everything else.
The caboose and the three on the north have been approved, and the windows still have to be done on the other three.
But I don't really care for their lighting all day. I haven't really addressed the lighting still out there other than
they put Christmas lights up.
Well, they were supposed to leave the porch lights on all the time, and they were going to put them on to sensors. So if they turn them off, then they haven't kept up with their agreement.
The porch lights are on.
Yeah, those lights are supposed to be left on all the time.
Yeah, we see them there at night.
Well, if we went through all that headache to get them, they wanted to clear it all
before the end of the year.
Now,
yeah,
nobody showed up with them.
Yeah.
Well, it's just turning nice weather. I'm just hoping that they'll come to life out there and get things finished up.
What was you going to say about your calendar, right?
Well, I just noticed we have that celebration meeting on the 16th. Maybe you're aware of that, Mayor.
What time was that at?
3 o'clock.
Are you looking for a council volunteer to dress up as the Easter Bunny?
Now, say that again.
So are you looking for a councilman volunteer to dress up as the Easter Bunny?
So, have we had any response about people as far as youth city council and?
I haven't talked to Natalie about that. I don't know that she's had anybody yet or not. It just went out in the newsletter and people are just receiving that, so.
Okay.
Might have to recruit, huh?
Yes.
And the other thing was the royalties. Has anybody come forward with
I have one applicant right now, but like I said, the newsletter just apparently went out, so we're waiting to see.
So that's an applicant to actually be in charge of their
yes
ceremony.
Pageant.
Yep.
So the newsletter just went out.
Right.
So that's good. It's in the works, and maybe there'll be more information a week from now. So. I'm hoping we get lots of participation there.
Maybe you could just have the youth city council be in charge of the pageant.
Well,
we're going to get the city youth council up and going again.
Yeah, we're hoping that they, I don't know, Easter is just around the corner.
Yeah, that is to be, well, we're talking to that, it's going to be April 3rd, is that right?
That's the Friday.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, that's second, third, yeah.
And April 3rd, and it will be held at the softball complex.
Oh.
So that we can split the kids into the four different fields to social distance. To split them out a little bit.
So the 4th is Easter, right?
Yes. So that'll be at 10 o'clock on the 3rd, the Easter.
At the complex?
At the complex.
I like that.
So that we can spread the kids out better, to have them already each division out, send them into different fields and be done quick, so.
And I like it being in conjunction with the other cities, so that they're doing their thing and we're doing our thing, and we don't have them coming all the... Yeah, I was impressed with our city administration was, seemed like they had covered all their bases as far as trying to avoid conflicts and overcrowding and all that kind of stuff.
The only thing we had to was make sure is there's nothing scheduled at the school for that day, so.
Up at the complex?
Yep.
Is somebody looking into that?
Yes.
Brittany's doing a great job, I think, there, so. All right.
Anything else?
I might report on the pool. We tore the boiler down the first time, and as we tore it down, we found out what was wrong. So we put it back together. We cleaned the heat exchangers on the outside. Actually put it together with a new ignition system, which it's been running real consistent. What we didn't have, was hoping to reuse the gaskets because they were only a year old. But we had to reorder them, and then we learned that we need to do some things with the heat exchanger. This is talking to the manufacturer. And so as we pull it down just to replace the gaskets, we'll actually remove the heat exchanger and take it to the car wash and clean it, put it back together. So there'll be a few things on this second round that I mentioned to you that we'll find out if there's parts we need, which we did. I'm anxious to get it back together, and then we'll have a pretty good idea of how much life we can get out of it. And I actually feel like if we can get the water flow through it, just watching it perform right now, I think that we might be able to get another 4 years, maybe 5 years out of it. That's what I'm hoping for.
So is the pool not in operation right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It is?
87 degrees. Yeah, it's running, but we need to put the new gaskets in. We had to really improvise to make it hold water. And then... We have to replace the gaskets, but while we've got it apart, we'll take that heat exchanger and just take it to the car wash and clean it out.
Give you a little more life out of it.
Mm-hmm. We cleaned it, the inside of the tube is what we've done. We cleaned the inside, but we didn't have time to pull it completely out.
Mm-hmm.
We could have, but that would have put us down another day, and she was anxious to get
it. It seemed to me like there was a week or something that she was going to shut down and do some deep cleaning, but that was right before summer, wasn't it? I thought that was on her schedule when we talked.
She does. It was probably when they get out of school or something.
Or right before.
But we only need one day to do what we've got to do.
But she probably has some other things that needs to be done.
They'll only lose about a degree of temperature if we
shut it down
for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll come back quicker.
I see.
So anyway, I just threw that in. That's a little different deal, but
that's all right.
I just wanted you to have an update. We've got to do this other thing, and then it'll... We could leave it like it is, but I don't want to shorten the life. I don't want to be the reason that the life of it is shorter.
Shorter, yeah. 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 Yep. We're better off to do it. Russell?
I don't have anything, Mayor. I just want to recognize the work that you've done. I appreciate, you know, all that you do and everything. And boy, oh boy. For the job. And with that con toy out there with Jack and Kaylin, you know, it'll be interesting to have them here, because what they've done out there and what they have in mind for the future of that place, it's really quite extraordinary to me.
It really is.
Yeah. They really, and it was a good candid meeting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike made sure it was that way. You know, trying to push the envelope a little bit to open things up. And Jack, you know, as candid as he is, he was willing to go that way. So we got a lot of things that way out in the open, and I think they felt better, and I think we felt better after it was all over.
You know, that's key, is knowing what it takes to actually run something like that.
Yeah.
You know, they're in a position where they can dedicate a lot of time and resources down there, and that's what's made it come together like it has. And he's got contacts all over the flipping country.
Well, that's,
he's got a lot of things that lined up.
Yeah, they do, and that's what makes it so good too. Is
yeah,
they're both. They're into it. It's their baby, and yeah, they want to make that go. It's a personal thing almost with them, that they want to make that thing go on,
yeah,
and everything. So I think we need to jump on board and do all we can do to help them in doing that.
Yep.
Well, I echo it. The mayor's really took the bull by the horns on a lot of matters.
A lot of matters get put on hold.
So
yeah, and
we appreciate what you're doing there.
Well, thanks.
I just appreciate you.
Thanks.
But other than that, I don't have anything anymore.
Rondi.
Like we heard from Coulter and Lynn, the patching's underway. They're doing the mix patch and trying this new concrete mix. I'm excited to kind of see how those results turn out, because I think that should hold up better than cold mix, you know. I think we need to be aggressive with that this year. I mean, our roads are, it's no secret that they're in bad shape, so. And then I think the new address signs is a big improvement for our town city. So I do too. But that's about all I have, Mayor. Okay.
Sam?
Well,
I do have a couple of things. I don't know if everybody got the email from the Bennett wanting us to help with the Mount Pleasant Wheels and Ice Cream event. Did you get that, Sam?
I did. I
didn't see that. I'll forward it to everybody. They're liking the city council to come. It's April 23rd from 4 to 6 p.m. It's an elementary school deal sponsored by the PTA. I'll forward each one of you the email on that, just so you got it.
What date?
April 23rd, Friday, April 23rd. Is the fire department going out to
it?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of an event is it?
They're doing safety for like the kids on their bikes.
Oh, okay. PTA sponsored.
Yeah. We're inviting children to bring their bikes, scooters, roller blades, and ride around the school parking lot. We'll be addressing wearing the helmets and other safety concerns, students and their families. We'd like to include members of the city council, fire department, our school district board and administration, or maybe some other health care workers in our community. So I'll forward you this email to everybody so you've got it. I did receive a letter from the Forest Service. It doesn't really have nothing to do with us. I just wanted to bring it to your attention though. They're gonna be looking at doing a parking site over at the mouth of Wales Canyons for a parking lot for ATVs. So just kind of keep you, or you know, inform you of that, that's come. The other thing is did everybody have a chance to look at that ordinance that Kevin wrote up on the right-of-ways?
I flagged it on my emails, but I didn't have a chance to look at it.
I did, I looked at it, and I was wondering, so if they've got any buildings, the way I read it, if there's any buildings in that right-of-way, we have the right to, they either have to move them, or we move them and charge them for it.
Right, right.
So that's the one we're probably, you're addressing the one down where Johansson's gonna put the subdivision and the one going there on Fifth West?
There's two or three carports already around town out on the city right away that I know of. So yeah, it's just to kind of make it word clear, fences, buildings, anything that's out on the right away that we could enforce it type deal.
Okay.
There was one thing as I read through that, and I wanted to ask you guys about it. I know some, like we have $25 per day on the event. I don't know if we have to be to the point enough to say $25 per vehicle, or if we just leave it per day.
I don't think $25 is enough, I didn't remember even that.
So originally it was $10, I did have him increase it to $25, because again...
I mean, I guess it depends on if it sits there and builds up, but...
Yeah. So I'd like to bring that back next city council meeting, hoping you guys take time to read it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Need to make modifications, I should have made a copy of it again.
It's pretty short, it's only two paragraphs.
Yeah.
The only question I've got, I know we can't have a lot of...
So did you send it to us?
I can't remember, I've heard there...
Yes, I did send it to you.
People planting trees in the wrong way.
Yeah, it's, they are.
And then there's a little bit more that we might would want to go into on that permit, because he just kind of says a little bit there, but the permit, if they are landscaping out, so there's maybe a little bit we needed to add into that permit that's not quite detailed enough.
Well, I think they need to understand that landscaping versus planting trees is a big difference. I mean, tree landscaping might, is fine as like gravel or, but these people that are putting drip systems and trees out there, you know...
So again, maybe we need to be...
Rocks is going to be a big thing.
Need to make sure they understand that...
Did you just send me a message?
I just sent you the ordinance.
But it was, I mean, it was pretty, I remember reading it, it was pretty short and clean and...
Right.
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to it, but...
So that's what kind of it, so he basically sent it to us so that if you see anything that we need to, or we want to add change into it, because again, I'd like to send those suggestions back and then try and adopt it next meeting, so...
Is this, did he use any of the existing policy to create this, or is this whole new thing?
He used the existing and clarified it just a little bit more than what was in there before, so that it's more to the point, like it says, I think it was $10 in the old one, I had him raise it to $25. The only concern I had is like if we end up towing a bunch of cars, is, you know...
Well, the big thing is, for it to actually fall through with it, I think it's a big key. You know, somebody, if we go tow a car, hopefully the judge and that'll actually enforce it, or whoever, you know, if, I guess if it goes back to the officers, whoever finds them or how that works, then it actually falls through.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, they used to go through and pick up the cars off of the right ways, and...
Any lessons to see what happened, what we do, start enforcing?
So if you could just respond, as you read that, respond, and then we could get Kevin, because it's basically a draft and whatever we want to add to it, and then be able to adopt it in the next meeting, so...
Once we got that, then we can draft a letter to send, I guess.
Basically, we'll copy the ordinance with a picture and send it. And that says right in the ordinance that that's, we can send it by certified mail or post it on the door, so...
Do you know if Coulter, he was going to look into the iWork thing to see if there was a way we could track some of that stuff?
I don't know if he has...
I think that would be really helpful.
He could do it, he just create a work order for it, he can track it, and he'll track to your address to the house and everything else. He'll track all that, if he creates a work order for it.
All through the iWork system. Because I think you can put, you can upload a picture right to that, can't you?
Yeah, you can upload a picture and do it.
Documents. Maybe...
And you can look it up, so if he does it that way, it's specific to address in the house, so if he's going after the same house three times, he can pull that up on that work order, and he can just search the address, it'll pop every work order that was created for that address in the city.
It's good to know.
I wonder if he can, or if he can title them so he can search, like if it's a...
Yeah, you can...
Or violation or something like that, I'm sure you could probably...
You can just type in your wording everywhere.
Tag it so it would search.
It brings up whatever words and however you create your work order, so you can try to find a violation.
So ordinance violation or ordinance car or something like that there?
It'll search through...
Be just consistent so it pull it up automatically?
Mm-hmm.
Or pull them all up that are still maybe open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can put it in the report and show what he's doing and all that.
Okay.
Well, maybe we don't need anything more than what we got, just improvise with that.
It'd take an extra minute to talk, I mean, to create a work order, it takes, maybe a minute, 2 minutes tops. I mean, reality, go in there and click a few buttons and you're done.
Okay. So yeah, if you guys could just look at it, respond back if you want to add.
Just a second for me, so I'll look for them.
Okay. And that's all I have, I think. I hope that's all I have.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that one.
Okay.
I want to save it. I had an hour earlier last night.
Hey, Mayor, did you get a chance to talk to Leslie Donaldson?